The Iraqi military has launched a major offensive to drive the ISIL Takfiri militants out of the city of Beji and its oil refinery. According to the governor of Salahuddin province, Iraqi forces have launched the operation on two fronts, some 60 kilometers north of Tikrit. He says the operation aims at clearing the road leading to the Beji refinery and providing help to Iraqi forces inside the facility who are resisting attacks by militants. Last month, the ISIL terrorists conducted a large-scale attack in an attempt to seize the country's biggest oil refinery. The complex, however, remains under government control. The Iraqi army, backed by volunteer forces, has stepped up operations against the terrorists in recent months to recapture the areas they've seized. Our correspondent Rashan Saglam joins us now on the line to bring us up to speed on the recent Iraqi military offensive against the ISIL. Rashan?
Yes, Bartia, the governor of Salahuddin province announced 2 days ago that a major military operation is going to start to liberate the Beji area, city and Beji refinery, and secure it from ISIL attacks. Now, Radel Jabouri, the governor, said that the operations are going to take place from two different axes. The first axis is from the Mahzen to Mazra'a and Beji area, while the second axis of operations is going to be from Mazra'a to Hindai Bridge and Abu Shrad Hill. The Abu Shrad Hill leads to the refinery, which is going to be a very important area to liberate it from ISIL militants. And as we know that there are some military forces and police forces still stuck in the refinery trying to confront ISIL there, and they have minimum ammunition and they really need reinforcements over there. Now, the first axis of operations is set to be liberating the areas that are near the Tigris River, south of Beji, and from which is 40 kilometers north of Tikrit. The second axis of operations is aimed at opening the road to the Beji refinery so that they can join the forces that are still stuck inside the refinery. Now, reinforcements were sent from the Iraqi Army Police Forces, Federal Police, and Popular Mobilization to Salahuddin area from the Zijail area and Balad areas. Now, the forces that are still stuck in the refinery were able to separate a small area from the refinery. However, they have been calling all day for reinforcements, and they have been calling the Iraqi forces to try to reach the refinery so that they can save them, because ISIL are conducting several attacks against them, and they do not have any more ammunition. Now, the liberation of Beji is not only to secure Beji, and the Radel Jabouri, the governor, said that they are not going to liberate Beji or the refinery. They are going to try to push ISIL a few kilometers back from the refinery to be able to secure it once and for all and stop ISIL from committing or conducting attacks against the refinery and advancing towards it. Also, the operations aim at liberating the road that is linking Salahuddin province to Anbara province from different areas and to cut the lines of supply for ISIL militants that are in Anbar province from Salahuddin, because we know the forces that are stuck in Fallujah now, and we know that Fallujah is under attack from the Iraqi forces now. The forces that are stuck there from the ISIL militants are getting their reinforcements through this road. So it is very important to secure this road so that they can cut the line of supply from the Salahuddin province towards Anbara province on ISIL militants. So this military operation is very important, one, to be able to secure the largest refinery in the country and to be able to cut the ISIL supply from Salahuddin province towards Anbara province.
Thank you very much, Rashan. Press TV's Rashan Saglam joining us on the line from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.